Yeah, very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March the 9th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the opening of borders for vaccinated people and other issues.
And also, we are going to look at the clashes between locals and foreign nationals in Alexandra Township in Johannesburg yesterday, which left several people injured, workers' stalls destroyed, and many businesses shut. The fight broke out when a group of locals went around the township forcibly shutting down businesses owned by foreign locals, by foreign nationals, and asking South Africans to take over their vending stalls. Police have since calmed down the situation, but the residents have vowed to shut down the township till foreigners leave.
We'll also talk about what is happening in Ukraine following Russia's invasion about 12 days ago, and attacks on cities resulting in locals and Zimbabweans fleeing to neighboring countries.
Hongu wadio watereri, tunogamuchira mchirongwa chedu, chatunotarisa zvirikusangana nevana veZimbabwe kunze kwenyika, nevari munyika, che Diaspora Forum. Nasi uri musi wechitatu, Kurume 9, 2022. Nyaya dzatiri kutarisa, dzinosanganisira, nyaya yekurwiswa kwezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika nezuro, takanzwa kuti muSouth Africa, mumusha weAlexandra, makava nebata murefu, bata mupfupi, zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa, zvichirwisa zvizvarwa zvekunze, vachipwanya zvitoro zvavo nenzvimbo dzekushandira, vachiti havadi kuti vekunze vange vari muSouth Africa, vachitora mabasa nemabhizimusi imomo. Ndo imwe yenyaya tichatarisa. Tichatarisawo kuvhurwa kwakaitwa mabhodha kana migano yeZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika, kuti vose vakabaiwa nhomba vange vachikwanisa kubuda vachienda kunze vachidzoka. Tinoziva kuti hurumende kuburikidza nedare recabinet vakapa chisungo ichocho masondo maviri adarika. Asi panga pasati pavhurwa mabhodha nokuti painzi panoda kutanga paiswa mutemo unobata nyaya idzodzo dzekuvhurwa nekupinda kwevanhu munyika. Zvinoyo zvakazoitwa nezuro. Saka mabhodha avhurwa, vana veZimbabwe vanenge vachida kuenda kunze vave kukwanisa kubuda vachienda kunze. Asi hazvireve kuti vanongobuda madiro ajojina, vanofanira kunge vaine umbo hwekuti vakabayiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID-19, kupararira kweCOVID-19. Tichatarisawo zviri kuitika muUkraine zvichitevera kupinda kwakaita Russia munyika iyoyo. Sezvataurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube, kwava nemazuva anokwana 12 Russia yatanga kurwisa Ukraine, zvaita kuti vakawanda vaende parumana nzombe. Vana veZimbabwe vari imomo vachisanganisirwa vari kungogara vakabatira ura mumaoko. Tinonzwa kuti vazhinji vakakwanisa kunge vachitiza kubuda muUkraine imomo vachienda kunyika dzakapoteredza dzakaita sePoland, Romania neGermany. Asi tinonzwa kuti kuchine vamwe vana veZimbabwe vanofungidzirwa kunzi vangadari vari mune rimwe bhanga kana imwe nzvimbo yakachengetedzeka iri pasi yakavharirwa zvinonzi mabridge nemigwagwa zvakadimurwa nekurwiswa ikoko zvaita kuti vana vange vari munjodzi. Hurumende yakatizivisa kuti vana 110 nevasere 118 vakanga vakwanisa kubatsirwa vachiendeswa kuZimbabwe vawaniswa matikiti endege. Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo zvirikandaba njengova ke ujonga elufaka ke udaba lwetiro namhlanje kunenge esikwenzayo namhlanje ke sikhangela okwenzakala kule South Africa. Siyakwazi ukuthi le mngceleni konangale ke sokuvuliwe Bad Bridge, sokuvuliwe njalo Plumtree lezinye indawo, kuthi nxa umuntu engena kumbe phuma kumele atshengisele phela ukuthi wahlatshwa ijekiseni yokunqabela COVID-19. Iye siyabona njalo ke nxa sikhuluma ngokwenzakala kule South Africa, kule operation yeDudula sibonile ke eAlexandria township Johannesburg khona ngale kunabanye abantu abalimeleyo sibili khonapho ke kade sokutshaywana phakathi kwabathengi abethengisa impahla labadabuka kule South Africa. So abakwele South Africa bathi kumele abantu bokuza basuke emkambo njalo besuswe emsebenzini le enganemisebenzi labo abayenelisa ukuthi bayenze. So ke kugcina kuvalwa sibe umkambo kulangale abantu beSouth Africa besithi kumele betshaye phansi. Nxa sesikhangela njalo kulokunye okuveza ukuthi abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe jonga abangaphansi kweZimbabweans special permits balapho ukuthi behluleke ukuthi
We also have our guests tonight. We have Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the African Diaspora Forum and Mr. Bongani Dube. Welcome to our show.
When we look at this issue concerning Operation Tutula, we have been seeing South Africans doing these sporadic attacks, you know, on foreigners. How is this happening when the government is saying, you know, they are against this kind of system? They're saying people do not have any right to actually attack foreigners and push them out of the markets and workplaces.
Well, the government has always been saying one thing and yet it has been doing the other. What we have seen is that the political rhetoric that is against migrants in the country, which has been a song very prevalent in the opposition politics, after the local government elections, government action started to shift quite strongly towards, you know, the extreme right, where its policies were also anti-migrant. We actually have got a national labor migrants policy now, which is looking at revising, you know, how migrants are employed, which includes those that are already admitted into the country where they can ordinarily not be employed, you know, without being again subjected to another quota, you know, from the company. So in the past, when these attacks, you know, took place, what has always been happening is that In many cases, the police would come in and become more spectators and protect, you know, the South Africans and still arrest more foreigners. However, it is a bit different now because in this particular incident, we have had more injuries in the Barra attack and the Alexander attack. But, of course, where the police have come in, they have come in like in Hillbrow and Johannesburg and managed to hold at bay the attack by, you know, the Tutula operation. And even in Alex, as they went in, they've managed to restore calm without further loss of life or destruction of property, which is a very different approach from what we have seen in the past, and which gives a little bit of confidence towards the fact that maybe policing and the rule of law might actually be seen to apply. So we know that the South African Constitution is very liberal when it comes to protest action and the right to protest, which I think a year or two back, the Constitutional Court ruled that there was no need even for people to apply to the police, you know, to basically protest, but only to notify the police that they were protesting. So people can obviously go out and protest without a lot being done. And for that reason, it does happen that sometimes the police may not be aware that there is a protest action, especially if they do not have sufficient resources. But in a nutshell, what we are seeing is that, again, from a political perspective, there is no political will to stop the attack on migrants, because a lot of these cadres in the ANC are of the view that they want the electorate to understand that it is not able to deliver services like in hospitals, at home affairs, you know, housing, simply because there are too many illegal immigrants or immigrants in South Africa. And ministers like Minister Motsoaledi is one of those leading in the forefront. In Gauteng, we've seen the Gauteng Premier coming in with the Gauteng, you know, economic township economic bill, which seeks to bar migrants from certain economic sectors, and those migrants that are to be excluded include asylum seekers and refugees, which is against, you know, the UN Convention on Refugees and Asylum Seekers. So that basically is telling us that the body language of government is actually saying that people must go. But what they speak at some stage as overall government is that we should not segregate against migrants. So it is very unfortunate.
Yes, Chonga.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. I wanted to throw a question to Mr. Jure there, but I think his camera disappeared. Dr. Swanda, ndo zoka kwa muri. Tiri kuona dambudziko iri rinenge riri kunyanyo remera vana veZimbabwe. Ndo zvimwe chete here zviri kuitwa kune vekudzimwe nyika kushungurudzwa kana kuti vari kunyanyo nanga vana veZimbabwe.
Chokwadi chekutanga ndechekuti hongu vana veZimbabwe vanenge vakati wandeiwo kupfuura vamwe vedzimwe nyika muno muSouth Africa. Asi chatinoziva ndechekuti Operation Dudula zvayo inenge inorwa hondo nevana veZimbabwe, nekuti zvinonzi vana veZimbabwe ndo vakawandisa uye ndo vari kutora mabasa vachitorera vanhu vemuno muSouth Africa. Saka competition yakanyanya iri kuwanikwa pakati pevana veZimbabwe neveMuSouth Africa, uye ndivo vakazara mumarocation imomu. Saka vana veZimbabwe chokwadi ndechekuti ndivo chaivo vanenge vari kunetswa uye vari kuremerwa nezviri kuitwa neOperation Dudula ichokwadi ichocho.
Tichitarisa mamiriro ari kuita zvinhu, tinoona kuti mapepa kana kuti magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permits akapera kushanda muna December, asi hurumende yakazopa grace period yegore rimwe chete kusvikawo kupera kwaDecember wegore rino. Pane zvakawanda here zviri kuitwawo nevana veZimbabwe kuti vagadzirise kugara kwavo munyika ine mutemo?
Zviripo zvakati wandei, asi chikuru chiri kuitika ndechokuti inyaya dzokuti kuendwe kumatare chaiko, kuti kunotariswa kuti chiripo here chinogona kuitwa kuti vana veZimbabwe vagone kuwana magwaro ekuti vaenderere mberi vachigara muno, nekuti matambudziko avari kusangana nawo panyaya yekuti mapemiti haazi kuextendwa akawanda zvekuti tangatichitotaura namini naDG kuHome Affairs nhasi nekuDepartment of Education, nekuti pane vamwe vakatanga kushanda vanga vachishanda kubva gore rapera vachiri kushanda muhurumende asi havana kutambidzwa mari dzavo, nekuti zviri kunzi havagoni kutambidzwa nekuti havana mapemiti ari valid. Saka chatiri kuona iko zvino ndokuti tiri kuona vana veZimbabwe vachiuya pamwe chete kuti vawane mumiririri kana kuti vamiririri vari pa level yakati kurei kuti nyaya yemapermit ioneko kuti inoendwa kukoti, nekuti hazvina kuita nyore kuti vana veZimbabwe mapermit iwaya extendwe nenyaya yekuti kugara muSouth Africa kwemakore 5 hakuzi condition yekuti munhu anongopiwa permit. Kana munhu agara makore 5 anofanirwa kunge achiri kushanda apiwa basa zvekuti ari permanent, kana kuti ari mupermanent life partnership relationship, kana kuti relative relationship, ndokuti achipiwa permanent residence. Saka ma chances acho ekuti nyaya yacho ibudirira hana kuti wandei, asi achada kuti kutorwe mimwe mitemo yekune dzimwe nyika, nekuti bumbiro remutemo romuno muSouth Africa rinoti kana pachiitwa mutemo kana pachigadzira pagaro nenyaya dzemutemo, koti inofanirwa kutarisa kuti kodzimwe nyika dzinoshanda sei nemutemo wakaita seiwowo. Saka pamapepa akaendeswa kukoti paripo zvakare patinotarisa nyaya yekuendeswa kwevanhu kunyika kwavo vakawanda yatinotaura nezvekuti imass deportations, uye totarisa zvimwe zvakaitwa nenyika dzemuEU dzakapa hugari kuvanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika kuitira kuti vagone kushanda nekugara zvakanaka. Saka ndiyo mitemo yatiri kunyatsofunga kuti ndiyo ingatibatsirei, asi hazvisi nyore.
Nxasikangele babasipanda konokuke okwenzakalayo kuyokuparashidula ukuti kuhamba njani nesintu ungasitela ukuthi ndina ngombono wenu kuya ngaphi konke lokhu?
Esikubona kusenziwa yilolu hlelo lwabantu abazibiza ngokuthi Operation Dudula nabathi iDudula, okubukeka kungathi ngamaqembu amabili ngoba bephikisana, sibona khona ukuthi lokhu kuqhubeka kuphephethekisa inzondo ebhekiswe izekuzizalwane eziphuma ngaphandle kweSouth Africa ikakhulukazi ezeZimbabwe ngoba ezeZimbabwe ngathi izeziningi kakhulu lapha eSouth Africa kanti njalo izezibukeka zincintisana kakhulu neza lapha eSouth Africa kwezomnotho nasemalokishini lapha abahlala khona kungakho izizalwane zeZimbabwe abazithandi nje kancane nakancane abantu balapha ekhaya eSouth Africa lokho sibona ukuthi kuzafike ukuthini kube nezimpi ikakhulukazi ezibheke abantwana beZimbabwe esijwayele ukubona lokhu okwesukubiza ngezilophobia okwenza ukuthi abantu bashiswe babulawe ngoba sibona ngathi le nzondo le kulapha esifike khona ukulwa okwenziwe izizalwane zangaphandle ngemva kwayizolo eAlexander kuye kwabacasula bona abe Operation Dudula kodwa siyabona ukuthi lesi sesiyisibindi esesithathwa ngabokuza lapha sebezitshela ukuthi hayi sibone ngathi uhulumeni akasivikela ngokwanele kanti nathi sinemulo okufuneka ukuthi sibona kanti siyazondla ngokunjalo sizazilwela sizivikele nathi sibaxotshe mabe buyi kuzosilwisa yikho sibone kusiba nalimpi edabuke ngemva kwezolo okusho ukuthi impi phakathi kwabantu bokuza lezi zalwane zalapha eSouth Africa isingathanda ukuthi khule ibe sezingene liphakeme kakhulu
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke jonga ngena khonapho ke
Yes, Dr. Swanda, I remember last year your organization was taking the legal route. What happened?
Yes, what happened basically is that we had two applications, an agent application and a normal application. And the agent application is the one that was dismissed on a technicality. But nonetheless, the main application is still before the courts. We are basically still at pleading stage. And supplementing the papers, which means that before long, in the next month or so, we should be applying for a set-down date. But we have other litigants that have also come on board, you know, that are trying to come in and file their cases as well, which tells us that these cases are going to be either consolidated at the end of the day. So we are going to have one of the biggest litigations that South Africa has seen in this particular regard, because it is very clear that even those that were thinking that this issue can be negotiated, that negotiations are not going to work. Government is poised on ensuring that Zimbabwe exemption permit holders are sent back to Zimbabwe. And we see a lot of CSOs, NGOs, including the South African Council of Churches, all coming up and saying, but this is not right. So obviously, when the court case, you know, finally takes place, which we hope it should happen, before the end of the year, so that at least there must be a determination before the 31st of December. But if that does not happen, our goal is to ensure that post 31 December 2022, we are going to apply for an interdict so that all the ZEP holders are not deported or asked to leave the country until, you know, the pending litigation is finalized. Mm-hmm.
And there were some Zimbabwean organizations that were opposed to your stance. They were saying there's no need for you guys to make this court battle. Have you managed to sit down as Zimbabweans and then come up with one solution?
Well, not really that we have managed. What basically has happened is it has become apparent and clear, I think, to them, because now the resistance and the negativity towards the court case has actually subsided. And clearly they have noticed that what they were hoping to achieve, because there's been no response on all the attempts at negotiations that were being put forth to the South African government. So somehow I think these are the ones that are gradually now, you know, joining in the litigation, particularly in the new cases that are coming in. And they have also now subtly agreed that, look, you know, litigation needs to go on once they try what they are doing. But that vibe that we had, you know, about negotiations has completely died down now.
Thank you, sir. Yes, Joga, and I think we've got another guest, Komazana. Is he there now?
No, there's no one yet, yes.
She's not there yet. So,
yes, she's not yet.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll send the another link. So when we look at Russia, you know, according to the Associated Press, Russia announced today plans for new ceasefires, you know, on Wednesdays, to allow civilians to leave parts of Ukraine that has been besieged by Russian forces. This is a day after thousands of people were able to leave a city in the northeastern Ukraine, while Ukrainian officials accused Russia of sailing another evacuation route in the southern part of the country. So now, according to the Deputy Prime Minister of Ukraine, Russia confirmed the evacuation routes leading out of Sumy, Mariupol, and other towns, you know, that are near Kyiv, the capital. So they are claiming that actually 5,000 people were able to evacuate Sumy on Tuesday. So the war rages on there while we're talking about the South African issue. Let's just go to another issue, Spanda. You know, concerning these special permits. It seems most Zimbabweans won't be able to regularize their status because these visa requirements are very stringent. So tell us about that.
Yes. The truth of the matter is that the extension was calculated never at giving, you know, the Zimbabwean children, you know, residents in South Africa, or to make it easy. Ideally, you know, these were calculated to make sure that at the end of the extension, you know, and the extension was given simply because the South African government announced the decision very late in the year. The whole idea was just to get the Zimbabwean children to go back to Zimbabwe, because the South African government is responding to the right-wing, you know, populist rhetoric that says Zimbabweans are the ones that commit a lot of crimes in South Africa, and they are the ones that are taking away South African jobs. So the South African government was trying to restore its, legitimacy within the electorate by kicking out Zimbabweans, as an example, because a lot of those that were talking a lot about, you know, migrants were talking mainly about the Zimbabweans. When you look at the requirements ordinarily, the people that can only qualify are people that have since married, you know, are married to South Africans or people with PRs. And that is not a very huge number, because a lot of Zimbabweans that have come into South Africa, they either came with partners, and if they did not come with partners, even when they got married, they still got married back home in Zim. It's a very small population of people that then married here in South Africa. And I doubt if it will exceed 500 or even 1,000. And then when it also comes to the scarce skills, you know, list has also been revised. It was revised in 2022 on the 4th of February. But it is still almost the same. It is quite generous because it still involves quite a number of qualifications. But again, you will also notice that the majority of the people that are in the ZEP category are ordinary people that are middle income to low income earners, or those people that are not so highly educated to the extent that they may not have these particular scarce skills, because those with scarce skills have either left South Africa because of the challenges that South Africa has, or they've already long migrated, or they never got into the ZEP, or even if they did, because I know a few last year that were in the ZEP that had to move to get PRs, you know, because, you know, they had qualified and become doctors. So at the end of the day, the numbers that we are looking at, it will be by sheer luck that we can have 2,000 out of the 178,000 or so, or even 5,000, you know, be qualifying, you know, for the mainstream visas. It is almost impossible. Esikubonayo ngokuthi lokhu kwengezwa kwesikhathi okwamapemithi awe Zimbabwe exemption permit kwakuvele kungenzelwanga ukuthi isizalwane zeZimbabwe zithole ubuhlali balapha ekhaya. Kwakwenziwe nje kuphela ngoba sibona ukuthi uhulumeni weSouth Africa wabona ukuthi wamemezela lesimemezolo sokulethi kakhulu enyakeni ukuthi angathi ngoNovember, ikakhulu mhla ka-25, athi amapemithi kawa-extendwa ngoDisemba, izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwazihambe. Ngakho wasesithi cha, akanikeze omunye unyaka isimemezelo kumbe nalowo umusa owanikezwa kwakulezizalwane zeZimbabwe, othi hayi, sizodinga lesi sikhathi lilungisise amaphephe nokuhlala azokwenza ukuthi nihlale la. Siyabona ukuthi abantu abebevumelekile kuphela kulokho yilabo asabeshade lapha eSouth Africa, isizalwane zaseSouth Africa, kumbe abantu abanobuhlali balapha obunaphakade. Bese kusithi-ke njalo labo abathole imfundo eyalemisebenzi engajwayelekile engatholakali kalula la eSouth Africa. Ngokubona kwethu, amanani abantu asebeshade lapha kwelaseSouth Africa, isizalwane zalo lapha ekhaya, Galiko liningi kakhulu, ngicabanga ukuthi kalifiki nakumakhulu amahlanu mhlawumbe kumbe kuyinkulungwane. Kuthi nalabo abafundele izifundo lezi ezingajwayelekile, ezingatholakali emisebenzini lapha eSouth Africa, nabo kasibaboni bebaningi ukuthi bangafika kuyinkulungwane. Ngokunjalo kusobala kithi ukuthi abantu abangakwazi ukulungiselwa amaphepha ngalolu hlelo olunikezwe nguhulumeni weSouth Africa kungenzeka bangafiki inkulungwane ezimbili, kanti sikhuluma ngezinkulungwane ezingamakhulu angamakhulu, I mean amaningi kakhulu ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihleli lapha ezidinga lobu buhlalo.
Ye, jonga ungangena khonapho singazuthi udubeka abaphenduli.
Yes, I think Mr. Dube is back. No, this is our sister from India. Yes, let me welcome
her. Namaste.
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
I'm very fine, thank you, Mr.
Dube. Okay, thank you so much. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, tonight we are discussing about the attacks on foreigners in South Africa yesterday in Alexandra. And also the opening of borders. 2 weeks ago, the government announced that to open borders, and it eventually happened yesterday for those who are vaccinated. And we are also going to discuss the Ukraine issue. But right now we are looking at how best Zimbabweans in South Africa can be safe from these attacks. What's your take on that?
According to what I see, these attacks were actually designed from up there. It's not only these citizens that are actually doing it in jail. Because if the government has rules put for peace in everything they do, just as, say, there is peaceful protests, there is ways to tackle these matters that are supposed to be done in the right way. Now, if these people are attacking foreigners in those places and the government is not doing anything, which means actually they are the ones who actually designed that thing to how it should happen. And this issue of renewing permit, actually, it was not meant to work for Zimbabweans. Because even though they gave some ample time, some grace time to fix the permits, it's not everyone who's going to get the permit. Like I said, it was designed to fail. It was designed to fail, of which if some of our sisters and brothers that are down south, the first time this issue was put on the table, I actually wish if they could have thought outside the box. I know things are very difficult back at home, but if we think of actually self-sustaining ourselves back home, we can manage. If we think creatively, we can survive back home. Because this treatment, even if it's not our country, we understand that it's every dog barks in its own yard. But it's embarrassing for us. We are a great country that can do great things if given that opportunity. So I actually wish if we can think outside the box. By that time, they told us we should get out of South Africa. Think of alternatives. Think of the things that we can manage to do back at home. We can start from square one. And as much as I know Zimbabweans, we are very creative and very educated. We can do without South Africa.
Thank you so much, my sister. Yes, we are joined by our brother, Mr. Sipong Gulube. Baba Utin. Go ahead.
Thinking that yes is on South Africa. That which we can do without South Africa, we can't do without South Africa right now.
We have got alternatives, richer alternatives. People are striking. That's why people are crossing a crocodile-infested river. People are crossing that river during December time when the floods, that river will be full. People are risking life because of the situation at Beko. We wish there are alternatives. If there were alternatives, we should be at back home, all of us.
Singathi kulube xa sikhangela khona ukuthi izingane selithwele nzima ngo-operation idudula izinto ezinjalo singathi kusinda kanganani sizabuya kuwe mankomazane kuba khona
okay
but yabona i-government ye-South Africa is under pressure as I said vele kuqaliswa kwi-zero government ye-South Africa now is under pressure from their citizens. These citizens, you have a fire corner. The government in South Africa, they are wishing. They must fund. They must torture there and then. But they are trying to go very alternative. What must be for 12 months. It's a software with the Hambani who Bengal says, but we can't do anything. As Abizanda says, watch your match. Because they have to please their own citizens. They are not about us. It's about their own citizens. Even Operation Tutula and Arabantu, we can see him on both sides. Operation Tutula, we have got a divided ANC. We have to go to a sponsor. A sponsor, any faction, nothing. The government is wishing, but they have to please their own citizens. It's about elections, about votes, about next elections, about the Omar Shaba. The people are campaigning with what do you call immigration laws. People are immigration laws. In South Africa, man, I say campaign. Every opposition is campaigning immigration law. Even my lema, I don't know what was the side of the Amazon. I saw him going to my restaurant. He's caught in a corner. I saw what was it. But if he needs a vote, he has to please a South African voters.
Yes, so I was on Mankomazan. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Ngiyakuzwisisa mfowethu into oyikhulumayo kuliqiniso but uyabona manje ma sesisesimeni esinje we can't force things but ma usithi asila eyinye indlela we can't survive without South Africa. I don't agree. Uzana ke ngikutshele mfowethu iZimbabwe silongifula uZambezi that is very rich. You can start from square one as I said. Ngiyakwazi kunzima but we can make it. Yazi lapho khona manje angazi ukuthi ukuphi city eGoli. Okuncane olakho okuphetheyo khonapho okuphetheyo. Ungaya eZambezi. It's just an example. Ungaya eZambezi whether you have skills okubamba inhlanzi or not. Uzaphuma unenhlanzi kuphela. What I know is the little you have in your hand. The example nje ukuthi uye eZambezi. The little that you get, you have in your hand right now, also wears a base. They are pumun in shams. In shams, don't allow you to die. Anywhere in Zim, you can make it. You understand? Over man, just as culture like dogs. You understand? Of which we can do, see, into Emangalisa or Chinese Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans, we are going to have plan B everywhere, anywhere. Yeah, I understand the mouse is going around to the crosser umfula kunama crocodiles. I believe those were desperate times. And now these are desperate times. You can do anything. Ungabona uMzimbabwe necrosser umfula onama crocodiles anjeya, which means he can do anything worse than that. You understand? Ngiyakwazi ukunzima. Mina bengisegoli ngoba ngasuka ekhaya. Kodwa bengiqaleke ngasebenza nenhlanzi zona lezi. So I needed greener pastures. Do you understand? Lapha ngikhona manje. It's another stage that I have. Ngiphume eGoli kungakabi nalezo zinto, but okwamanje, I know if I go home, ngeke ngihlupheke. There is no need to go to ngafika ekhaya usudinga umsebenzi ngoba umsebenzi ayikho vele. You have to create your own. You have to be creative. I'm a Zimbabwean, we are very creative. We can do without South Africa.
That the way to survive in an economy, even who vendor, even who buy, we have to have economy functional. We have to get the dollar level, we are told nothing. mina ngiyinjeta bandula even ngaze mpufuli iphutha who is going to buy inyama kulo muntu othi inyama enta bandula. All Zimbabweans want to start our own things. All Zimbabweans want to start our own things. Asikuthi we are scared of starting our own things. But the people are no, you start your own thing. After 2 months, it just goes down with the currency or with, what do you call it, imali phela. We, ama Zimbabweans are brave, but the situation at home, it doesn't allow this. People are connected to a certain individuals. They are surviving. And to see about out of the population, you see 2% of people living a life. That's not a life. We have to have 90 or 80% of people surviving, living a good life. Afford to go to a hospital. Afford to take them to an AIS college. How many Zimbabweans can afford to take them to an AIS college? Because some teachers, they are stressed. They can't even afford to take home bed, home vati, I'm a teachers. They can't afford a decent bed, I'm a teachers. They can't afford a bicycle, I'm a teachers. A qualified someone. So what do you expect to sell that whatever you want to sell, you have things that are
So I understand where you're going, because this is very, very sad in the sense that, you know, most Zimbabweans are struggling, but she's proposing that we can do something better. But Mr. Ngulube is saying that's impossible. So, Dr. Swanda, if I may come to you, now, what is going to happen to most of these Zimbabweans who are stuck in South Africa and having these permits? At the end of the day, if they are deported or whatever happens to them, what do you think will happen ultimately to most of them?
Well, look, if the court cases that we have are not successful in getting, you know, these ZEPs either translated into permanent residence or some form of visa that allows them to stay in South Africa, what it simply means is that all those people that have been regulated and that are regular migrants will become irregular, because these people have built a life in South Africa. Very few might be able to go back to Zimbabwe. Maybe even less than a tenth of that number might be able or willing to go back to Zimbabwe. But even if they do, some of them might just go back so they repatriate their property if they have got properties here in South Africa, like motor vehicles and equipment that they have acquired. So they may actually do that merely to repatriate that property. But after they have done that, chances are they would still come back into South Africa and continue to live in a life maybe as irregular migrants. So it is a catch-22 situation where the chances of a successful, you know, deportation or reduction of the numbers is very, very slim.
Yeah, so
Yes, I think I can throw a question to my brother, Mr. Ngulube. Let me see if I had muted him. Mr. Ngulube, you heard from Mr. Nkomazana and Dr. Siwanda. But the issue here is, if Zimbabweans can try to make a living in South Africa, what's the difference back home, like what Ms. Ngomazana just asked there? Can't they try to do that back home, whatever they are doing in South Africa?
The there are no chances at home, Mister. There's no way you can survive at home. But I will agree with Mr. Sbanda. As he said, Zimbabweans have been surviving in South Africa without documentation. So this documentation was a way of following the rule of law. Now, if you say you can't renew their permits, they will survive like they used to survive. And we have got a high number of Zimbabweans surviving in South Africa without documents. So the government of South Africa here is missing a point because instead of encouraging people to live in South Africa legal, now they are encouraging those people to live illegal. As Mr. Spanda said, less than a small fraction of people will migrate back to Zimbabwe and possibly just to take back their property and come back and survive in South Africa.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think we also need to look at the opening of the borders. Yesterday, land borders were opened. Dr. Swanda, what's the benefit of this development to Zimbabweans, especially those in South Africa, looking at how they are surviving and now that the borders are open?
Well, look, the opening of borders is helpful to the extent that it may allow, Zimbabweans to send or, things to Zimbabwe. But this has not been really a hindrance because, look, despite the closure of the borders, life has almost always been, as normal because the Malaysia, business has always been continuing and people have been sending goods. Those that are trading have been able to do that. So the people in South Africa might not really benefit that much because as and when they wanted to go to Zim, they always went to Zimbabwe. But however, it is a welcome change because it will allow even those people that are in Zimbabwe that were buying things only from those people that were traders to also cross into South Africa and buy, things, for themselves, maybe at discounted prices than buying those that already have got markups from those people that have been, trading through transporting goods using the unconventional means of Omar Laich and truck drivers where they have got to pay, quite heavily.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
so,
I was not here, Yamus Bauspan, Yacho. I was not here about two, and couldn't let you up. They have one of my scam by my porting of Lama, Loba, and Fulerich about my permit. This is all with this factor, as in man, the panic porters in Sabeva. I would see now with Jenny 500. We have 1.5. So, who valued you to Polio, you change and look at when they report. I got a song with double fame a month. You can budget 2,000 to 1,500 to Hambuya Kaya. We have no as usual, they are always fancy with. Nobody matches if you are on the stand, you are to mind you can't be. We have to own for the same sentence. But unless it's cut among what they value, in my lessons keep a port at a parvis, the Sabbath of our two. In minimum, we'll come back, I mean, about 3,000, 4,000.
Beruzin,
eh? It's a long chain. Every official you may have 30 miles to know. I'm so fond of to feel this and passport to Pume, 30 motor, and get a pass in your heart. But if one of us of Roma Porta, so Zaban, no, siya kwazi ukuthi vela abasoze bayiswele into yokudla but kuyabe sokungcono sukwanisa la ukuthi uzidindisele ume lapha mina ngilama.
Jonga.
Gibbs, before we go to Miss Ngomazana, I would want to ask Mr. Ngulube to repeat that in English for the benefit of other listeners.
I'm saying the opening of the borders, as Mr. Spanda was saying, is not too much of a benefit, but it is a benefit because that bribery thing which has been happening at the borders now is going to be down. Like, it's like when we are traveling to Zimbabwe now, we are traveling using, let's say, a journey of 500. You could use 1,500 for just one way to Zimbabwe. But now, with the borders officially open, we can use those 500. And even if you have got a funeral to attend or any matches to attend at home, you can travel on Fridays and come back to work on nothing. It's more like we can avoid this bribery things we have been paying at the borders, because we pay a lot of money at the borders there. With all the chain of officials, we have to give 100, 200, you end up spending more than 1,000 or 8,000, minimum of 1,000 at the borders there.
As I said in the beginning, I said Zimbabweans, we can do anything. Now, during the time when the borders were closed, as Mr. Nguluza said, he said when the borders were closed, they were paying much more. The journey of the 500 rands, they would go up to 1,500 or 2,000, which is one way journey. Just take a look at that money. If us Zimbabweans, as clever, as creative as we are, that kind of money, if you have it now in South Africa and the borders are open, you have that opportunity now to take all your properties or whatever you have in South Africa and go back home and invest that money that you were able to pay to bribe people on the border when it was closed. You can raise that kind of money and go and start something back home now that the borders are open. That's a very good advantage. Because we can't stay as slaves. Okay, someone said they are actually encouraging the mothers to stay illegally, just like they were saying before. There are others who are staying illegally for that, and they were making it, right? Those days, there was no Operation Bidula. Now Operation Bidula is going to be Bidula with everyone, illegal or with permit or no permit before. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Then there was no Operation Bidula. People were staying illegally. Now, if they are going to continue staying illegally, they are going to be attacked. Are we seriously going to stay that? To stoop that low? Whereas we can try by all means to put together what we have and go buy and sell a tomato or two back home with our dignity intact. There is no one who cannot eat back home. As long as you do your market research very, very well, you can go back home and start selling bicycles because no one will need bicycles. You have to do your market research. If you are going to be selling something that is instantly needed, everyone buys. Everyone sacrifices. Let me buy this for my children. Let me buy this for my family. Let me buy this for myself. You can't go back home and start selling bikes and start selling suits, expensive suits. No. You start somewhere.
I know Mr. Ngulube is itching to respond to that.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. I know it's not easy. It's not easy. But we can't just stay like dogs being chased around. Like we don't have a home.
We have been staying like dogs for more than 20 years.
But there was no operation to do. Like I said, they are aiming at us. We are out.
Tina Siku ground. What is Siku JDP? Tina Siku ground. Tina Siku watch our man to Lapa Hotway. Tia Mapu. Watch our man to Hebrew. Watch our own Kumutu. Tia Fear Potu. Tia Sigabangu. All xenophobia, China, xenophobia has been there, killing abantu. Operation to kill us.
During those times, I was in South Africa. Benikona, in South Africa. But now, by that time, we were allowed to sell. At least,
Operation Hambala Mapolisa. abantu bebebulala abantu amapolisa ujujula isipini Alexander Alexander is just a radius kumbe 100 meters and they were not successful yesterday. They all arrested those people. So ujujula icho yipi? We've been here, we've been in situations worse than this. At Tutula, there's nothing happening with Tutula. Abantu, they are continuing normal in South Africa. They are continuing transfer, they have never been touched by anything. But we are here, it wouldn't be ground, it's coming to ground. We are from work here as it is.
I see.
I have a family staying in South Africa. If this weekend, Lapa Kuzo, we are thinking Monday, let's do maybe for the operation. What are you saying? Good to you. I'm not disputing good to you on ground. I'm in India, fine. But in the family, you understand? Okay. Ask around about people who were killed in Chapontem during the weekend. Abanyeba Chistil. My family is staying in Chapontem, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm not disputing what you are on ground here in South Africa. I am Gwali Loko.
Let me.
But are we going to stay like that? Are we going to survive like that?
Ms. Ngomazana, at a personal level, have you discussed this with your family and what's their take on this idea of going back home?
Apparently, my family, they are now citizens. They've been in South Africa for long. Only one member of our family is applying for that special permit that he's supposed to get. So the rest of them are all fine. They are now South African citizens, but most of them, they are trying to apply, like extended family members. They are trying, since they have special skills, they are trying to go about that. But what I hear is they are saying they are waiting for it to be online, for them to commence.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe you want to throw a last question before we go for the Ukraine issue. We only have 8 minutes left.
Yes, 1 minute each, Baba Ngulube. So, we'll use one channel. Okay, so, let me give up. What do you do? Sing any day. So, many land in the home. Come on, come on.
I to do that. See us, Dinasa. I want to see. We are still trying our permits. If we fail our permits, we'll survive the way our children are. As it is, we are still waiting. We haven't applied for them, so we are waiting. What maybe they will give us a soft landing. As Umkwanan said, they are still trying on pena to negotiate with the government. So if we get a chance, we renew our permits, that will be. But if we fail, people will survive the way they have been surviving.
Yes, now we can turn to the Ukraine-Russia war. Well, Ukraine, the Pokoponjo Konokonyo Man side.
I will show President Russia, about Africa police who I supporter during the war. But there was the USA supporter, Zimbabwe, Jama, African countries, Zama, Yakutama, USA, everything. So you can't take a side. Now, then, Genesis, the long one, the Seabulala. There was this Zimbabwe, and Amazon, Africa. Yes, I would have my Amazon. At least Zimbabwe is a sovereign state. Bangan, my Amazon. But Ukraine is a sovereign state. But my wife made a bank to Gena Palat, we say, Abulalaban to Masana, Masara, they destroy infrastructure. Omuyanga Moses or the city say, Kuma, where racism, you are a want to Ukraine, a port and Nazo Pool. The racism, very much East European countries won't get post a worker racism. You're not Russia and Ariana. Those East African countries, okay, even the former Soviet Union, Nassau countries, they are racist countries. They are the worst racists. But one man is coming with our work.
Yes, I was going to call it Jonga. Now, I was going to call it.
Yes, I wanted to ask Ms. Ngomazana her take on the issue in Ukraine. You know, there are Zimbabweans trapped there, and we understand that they are also having problems getting to the border where the government will take over from there. What advice can you give them, ma'am, in the event that they are listening to our show today?
I don't know what to say, but I would actually wish at least our embassy should maybe help out to those who can. There are some people who are facing challenges financially that they can't get to some borders. So I'd feel from our embassies to get some help to those that who can.
Thank you so much. And Mr. Nkulube, we have heard the government saying that it has assisted 118 students so far with air tickets to go back home. Any message on that gesture by the government?
Yeah, it's a good gesture, but the only challenge, they are helping those people when they are already out of Ukraine, when they are in Poland, neighboring countries. We want them to help the people inside Ukraine like the other countries are doing. And I think even if, apart from students, we have got different citizens working in Ukraine. Apart from the students, they have to help all the citizens there. As one said yesterday, they have to have the full data of all citizens living in Ukraine. And they have to condemn the government of Russia for bombing the Ukrainians. Because that can affect us, even if it's not affecting us directly, it's affecting us indirectly. Zimbabwe's citizens are caught in the situations. Even now, oil and fuel prices have gone up. I heard today the barrel has gone to $120. Zimbabwe and fuel went up. $1.73 a liter for national fuel. In next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it will go up to more than $2 a fuel.
Yeah.
They can ignore it, but it's affecting us so in one way or another.
Thank you so much. Yes,
so much for the government to go back to Ukraine. In Gulubi, ask again again. How is the weather in Ukraine?
Ah, it was about China. To go back to Ukraine, to go back to my interests. Zagala, I go back here and I buy tater and man. Who says as charge? Man, I'm shooting Namsa. If you were barrel, it was more than 139. Who says it is 150 something? So, mina official excellent in this 150 something. So that one is as affected very much as a buye kaya. Jevana Namsi, it is if you were equated Zimbabwe. If you were more than $173, in a $1.73 Zimbabwe. Equated Namsa. So, in next 2-3 weeks, if this thing, they mind you, they ain't a man. Who says that Kubega? He said, when you see Chang, I'll wear $2 a car if you will. If you will, he says, he ain't into Usha, he ain't into everything. And this Kuvera's car, you're money, you're ground. Which would you want to go to that thing?
Yeah, Kumas are going to get him by Uja. Ask Angela if you want to know what you're petty. Akupogi,
Duve, Eco, Begulay News Channel, Egati. Ikhulumanga ngama hikes we fuel ngoba kulamanye amazwe abe engani afuna ukunikeza uPutin some kind of sanctions that they are going to give him ama sanctions lie what kona, which means he's going to close up ama gas supply yakhe and stuff, so which meant ukuthi into zonke like barrel is, they might have different digits on how much it is, but the news channel I was watching, it said before the barrel was 70 and now it's 158, 159 thereabouts. As we speak right now, public transportation has gone up from today up around midday.
Thank
because
you.
I actually was going to go and post some of the things that I needed to send for my
thank
customers.
Thank you, ma'am. Our and time is up.
I was very intrigued how the transport went up just
thank
like
you.
That.
Yes, Gibbs, our time is up. I think we can wrap up and say goodbyes to our guests.
Thank you so much. We wish to take our guest this evening, Nomthandazo Nkomazana in Mumbai, India, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, a holder of the Zimbabwean Special Permit, and Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda of the African Diaspora Global Network. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.